playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Wawa Public Library Assistant Librarian Susie Jarrell. First of all, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
We want to talk about the TD Summer Reading Club, which is now underway as of a couple days ago then.
Yes, the registration for the TD Summer Reading Club begins online on the 15th. So, yeah, it started a couple days ago, and everyone can go online, register their children for free online books and activities and book tracking logs and all kinds of stuff in there.
So the library is open in the sense that you can still get books from the library, but doing curbside at this point.
Yes, we're still on curbside. We're the second stage in the reopening, so we won't be reopening until possibly, hopefully, July 6th.
But you've got your website and phone and other options.
Absolutely. We're here for anybody's reading needs.
Let's get back to the reading club. How is it they can register?
If they go online to tdsummerreadingclub.ca, all the instructions are there. They're very clear, easy to follow. They'll be asked to put in a pen name or not their real names to register by, and there's all kinds of activities on there throughout the summer.
All right, well, that sounds fun. So who is this for? I'm going to guess kids, at least.
Yeah, any children of any age. There's a range from pre-readers to higher reading levels. Anyone who's interested.
Just the Wawa community, then?
You go by library, so anyone who's in sync with our library, have a library card, you would, yes. But it's all across Ontario, all across Canada, but you go by the libraries.
And I guess, given the fact it is the summer reading club, it's going to be going on for a little while.
Yes, probably, definitely throughout the months of July and August.
All right, so lots of things to keep kids entertained, a few activities for them to do, and obviously encouragement to do quite a bit of reading.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else that you want to say about this program, how it works? Any more information that people might need to know?
We actually, the public library ourselves, supplement this program that TD puts on by providing our own programming online. So if people want to go up to the Wawa Public Library Summer Programs page on Facebook, we also have weekly online activities there. We have story times in both French and English, as well as craft club in both French and English. We also have a STEAM club, a clay club, and lots of other stuff, yeah.
So there's a lot of different facets and things happening over this period.
Yes, absolutely. And we have an absolutely wonderful summer program coordinator, Indiana Imperatore, who will be doing the program online for us this summer. So she's a lot of fun and she just loves doing this kind of stuff as well.
All right. So as you said, registrations are open. Let's remind people how they can do that and where they might be able to get any more information if they're still looking for some.
To register online with the TD Summer Reading Club, just go to the website. We actually have these wonderful pamphlets made up so people can come pick up the pamphlet for all the information they need in there. We're always here at the library to answer any questions, and we actually have a couple of extra activities too that we're going to try out this summer and see how it goes. One of them being a photo scavenger hunt, which will take place between July 15th and July 22nd. We actually have the photo scavenger hunt rules online right now under the club's page. There's a link there that they can download the rules. The actual scavenger hunt tasks won't come out until the day before the day of the beginning of the hunt. So that's a lot of fun for families, so we're calling it a family photo scavenger hunt. So to include families to go different places, take different pictures, and they can submit them to the library and have a chance to win a prize.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And again, lots more information from the library and otherwise.
We're also doing a reading bingo challenge. This will go on throughout the months of July and August, and the bingo card is also online on our club's page at our website, wawa.osn.ca. And they can download this bingo challenge, and they only have to, I think it was 10 of the spots on the bingo card that they have to complete. So things like borrow a book from your library or check out a DVD or read a book that you borrowed from a friend, that kind of thing. So if you complete certain of those tasks, you can also submit that into the library and get your name in for a prize as well. And as well, throughout the week of the online programming, there will be weekly prizes for kids who participate. We really want to encourage kids to join us and participate and have a chance to win a prize.
Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Daniel. Thank you very much for having. And I also have to give a shout out to our sponsors too as well, Rotary Club, for sponsoring us. And we have Westome as well, who's made donation to help us out with this. And Mike Alamano as well has made donation, and of course Jam FM for always being there for us as well.
Well, thank you very much. Once again, that is Susie Gerald, Assistant Librarian at the Wawa Public Library, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.